I'm surprised that this hasn't had a bigger impact, which is one of the reasons why I keep coming back to it. I mean, why don't we know more about what appears to be a senior citizen couple who both died senselessly because their car was in a chain reaction collision caused by a speeding car on Parkside, which is a roadway, the first road that is to the east of High Park. And there are certain roads that lend themselves to being a bit of a Hot Wheel track, and that is one of them. And this couple on Tuesday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just waiting at a light, and they get rear-ended by a speeding BMW. Now, I think one of the problems on round one was the city councilors were both addressing this as an issue of, well, some people are kind of careless about driving, some people drive a little bit too fast, some people don't know that we've changed the speed limits in the city. And that for me is not the issue. Yes, let's crack down on those people. But there are people who deliberately hit the streets, often and most usually during the night hours, and they go hot rodding. And they drive as fast as they possibly can, and they drive at such a speed that if anything were to happen, like somebody coming out of a stop sign without seeing them, they would not be able to stop. And that is exactly what happened to a Beck taxi driver who got T-boned by somebody speeding on Mount Pleasant and was killed a couple of years ago. So that's a very different situation. But here is a portion of what Shelley Carroll had to say, and it informs the discussion we're about to have with a Toronto lawyer.
We now have a speed racing team that has three police forces,
Okay.
and they're picking those off one by one as well. I'm in the middle of sort of the vortex of the speed racing because I'm where the 401 and the 404 meet, and then they circle around our neighborhood. Let me tell you right now, you'd better stop that because what we're doing is increasing the amount of time your license is gone. So people who live by their car are speed racers, and they stand to lose their license for 2 years if they're caught speed racing. And they are picking the people off now. Those people go nuts in court, but they're losing access to their car for 2 years. The province helped us on that.
All right, so let's do it. Let's crack down on the people who are deliberately flouting the law. Let's also crack down on the people who are just careless driving. David Shelnutt is a lawyer, often referred to as the biking lawyer, and joins us right now because for him, that stretch of Parkside is all too familiar. David Shelnutt, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Morning, John. Though sorry under these circumstances.
Absolutely. And you're here this morning because you were tweeting in response to some of the tweets about this collision that happened on Tuesday, this fatal collision. But you were talking about the fact that Parkside, as I mentioned, tends to be somewhat of a strip for people who want to speed.
You know, it's a thorough way that gets you to the gardener. So people must have that feeling they're almost on the highway. So I'm going to act like I'm on the highway. In July and August at Parkside in Bloor, I was retained by three seriously injured cyclists because of drivers acting recklessly in this area. It's dangerous, and immediate action should have been taken well before, but it ought to be taken now in the form of speed cameras and a reduced speed limit.
Well,
You
and yeah,
mentioned,
go ahead.
sorry, no, you go ahead, John. Sorry.
Well, I was going to get to this sort of this false comparison of cyclists versus motorists and how, cyclists, the city does often crack down on cyclists, but cyclists aren't killing people. So instead of harassing a cyclist about maybe not stopping properly at a stop sign, could we go after the people who hit the cyclist who ends up in the intersection?
That's what we were saying in August. You know, the police, after these two poor seniors were killed, were out there on camera, you know, with a speed trap. But in August, they were in the park ticketing cyclists for speeding. And what we said back then is what we say now. The magnitude of the carnage caused is not even comparable. So let's face this problem head on. You know, people ought to be seeing driving an automobile as a privilege and not a right. And we can't just go after these like speed racers. You know, careless driving and penalties for people who are negligent and careless causing accident got to be increased too. And that's something the provincial government has not been on board with.
Okay, I got to follow up on your saying that cyclists were getting speeding tickets. What constitutes speeding for a cyclist?
In the park is a posted 20 kilometer speed. And they were getting tickets for going over 20 kilometers or 30 kilometers. I can't remember exactly.
Sure.
You know,
Sure.
they were waiting at the bottom of a hill in Hyde Park and ticketing people exercising and on their way to work.
Wow. Okay. And what? How much of a ticket do they get?
This is the tragic part, John. My friend and client got a ticket on his way to work for $120 for speeding on his bicycle, a Raleigh from 1970. And then 2 weeks later, he was hit in the bike lane at Bloor and Parkside. And that driver got a $110 ticket for failure to yield. And my client had a broken collarbone.
Thank you for this, sir. Good to have you.
Thanks, John.